On the line now, I have Dwayne Phillips. Hello, Dwayne. How are you? It's been a while since we talked.
Yeah.
And you've
what's happened since then?
Yeah. And I'm going to talk about what's been happening then, but I've been talking about the bike. I was just looking at a picture of it again. What name did you put on the bike at the time? Remind me.
The bike itself is called a Wolfer. It's produced by a company called Yedu out in the Czech Republic. It's known as the Irish Wolfer. Everybody knows it as the Irish Wolfer because it's the only one in Ireland. You know?
I was going to say that it's sort of unique in that sense. Is there many of them in the world?
Oh yeah, I mean it's a huge sport across the world. I mean when I took part in the World Championships last month, you know, you've got people from Canada, Australia, you name it, they were there. You know, but yeah, it's a huge sport out in Europe as well. So, yeah, there's lots of them.
Yeah,
it's not very well, you know, not a known sport here in Ireland.
Yeah, so if anyone's looking at it and they say, oh, I'd love one of them, but it's purely used for sport, it's not for commercial commuting or anything like that.
Well, I use it for commuting.
Okay, well then that's put me in my place.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, tell me what you've been up to. I know you're back from the World Championships and you did what you set out to do.
Yeah, absolutely. I set out to take part in the World Championships, which was a three-day event out in Lossa, that was in the Netherlands. I knew full well there was no way I was going to win this thing. He was going out to take part and see what it was all about, and not come last, which I achieved.
Okay.
So it came pretty close in the sprint. I made a complete hash of the sprint racing. What I've been doing is I've been practicing to go on one leg, because obviously switching legs takes time and stuff. Impacts on your time.
Mm.
So I've been training myself to go on one leg down the sprint track, which is 400 metres. And instinct kicked in towards the end, and I switched legs and lost my rhythm, and that was it. It was game over. Probably lost 5 seconds.
Okay.
So probably could have, you know, improved my ranking quite considerably if I hadn't switched legs. But you know, you learn from these things, and that was the whole thing with the experience. It was a huge learning experience.
Okay, and what's the duration of the race and the length of the race? It wouldn't be anything like is it a mini sort of, I can't think of the name.
It's a three-day event.
Oh, it's three-day.
It's a three-day event. The first day was sprint racing, which was 400 metres. The second day was a criterium race, which was 13 kilometres. And the third day was a marathon, 26.5 miles. Duration the whole thing. It was an incredible learning event.
Mm-hmm.
Learned so much from it. But the next World Championships, the rumour is it's going to be out in Estonia in 2020. So I'm now getting myself fighting fit for that to hopefully improve my ranking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Tour de France is the word I was trying to think of, a mini Tour de France sort of thing.
No, it's not
3 days. It's all right, 3 days is all right. And what's the eligibility protocols for entering it, and how many take part?
I mean, in terms of entering it, anybody can take part. You've just got to pay the fees. While I was there, there must have been well over probably 400 people there, I would guess. I mean, there's obviously got the women and as well, so there's about 400 people taking part in it.
Mm-hmm.
And they shut down the whole of the town of Lossa for this event. The whole town was shut down. You know, the races were around the town itself, which caused problems for some people, including myself.
Mm-hmm.
Just due to the fact that the bikes are so low that there were speed ramps, which... If you're riding on a very low bike, you have the tendency to hit them. One guy with a carbon fibre foot bike, he snapped it.
Wow.
You said it's been a lot of money, you know.
Basically,
ruin a bike.
But all the bikes are the same that take part in the race. They're all Wolfers, yeah?
No. They're all whatever you take. I mean,
really?
My Wolfer's modified. You can take whatever you like as long as it's a foot bike, and you can take whatever type of bike you like. I mean, the one I use is made by a company called Yedu. Bernd Ferris that makes his kick bike, Koska, Marx's. Various different bikes, various differences in the same sort of theme, obviously. One thing that everybody told me while I was there was you've got to change the stock wheels that the bikes come with, because the ones that fit them without the factory are usually... okay, but you can get better, which I changed mine anyway on the front, but the back needs changes. And one of the things I learned was I need a bike with wheels at the same size front and back.
Okay.
The Wolfer has a 20-inch back wheel and a 27-inch front wheel. I'm now getting it modified so I can put a 27th wheel on the back, because that will give me a little extra speed.
Yeah. Well, do you not? Can I ask you something? To my ignorance, of course. Does that not give some people the advantage if they can modify their bike to a certain extent? That can go that.
Oh, absolutely.
Fast? Yeah.
Absolutely. Oh,
that doesn't
absolutely.
Doesn't seem fair.
It doesn't. That's what you're up against. I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, you might gain a couple of seconds by having a lighter bike, but a lot of it's down to technique as well. I mean, I've learned a hell of a lot about my technique and how bad it was compared to people who've been doing it for years, you know. So one of the things I've learned was that I do a lot of my training up in the Wicklow Mountains, and that's actually impacted on my technique in that I've got a very short step because I'm always going uphill, whereas the guys who have been training on the flat all the time have got an extremely long stride on it, so they can propel themselves a lot quicker. So now I'm to try and break that habit and get these long strides in there and find somewhere flat to train on.
It's a lot to get used to, and to an extent. And is it? It's obviously not annual. So is it every 2 years?
Every 2 years for the World Championship.
And it's in a different country every 2 years, is it?
It is. Yes. I mean, like I said, the rumor at the moment is it's going to be in Estonia next.
Okay. And how do you fund that, Dwayne? Do you have to sort of get, you know, get?
That's all that means. All out of your own pocket. Unfortunately, I mean, fortunately, this time someone actually gave me €150. One of the local shops in Bray gave me €150 towards the expenses.
So you get a bit of sponsorship if you can, and hopefully this interview will help
you. If you can, yeah. I mean, it cost me over €1,000 to actually take part in it, with flights and accommodation and shipping the bike over and all, and modifying the bike. It's an expensive little hobby, but certainly enjoyed it and certainly going to go for it again.
So
it's changed my life.
How long are the World Championships in this sport going?
To be honest with you, I don't know.
I'm just wondering if it gathers momentum in getting known, people would take a real interest in it. Because, I mean, as I said, it's wonderful to look at the picture of the bike. And just, I said I'd ask because a few people were asking me when I was trying to describe it. And I said, well, I'm sure Dwayne has a website that he can have a look at it.
Yeah, I mean, there is the World Foot Bike Championships website. Google World Champion. Foot bike championships, you know, you see all the details on there, the bikes and things like that. They're all there. I don't know, I have got a website myself, but it needs rehashing.
Okay.
And it's something I'm going to sort of take care of, because obviously I'm trying to get sponsorship if I can, obviously.
Yeah, but it'd be interesting because I mean, your bike is quite unique, and if you say like there's it's all different types of bike to take part, so it'd be nice if you had a website people could look particularly at your bike, and that's one great way of getting the sponsorship.
Yeah, exactly. One of the things I'm going to start doing as well is start making YouTube videos about my adventures. I just completed the 50k cycle event the other day out in Tullamore, which was interesting. And myself and, I don't know, must have been a couple of hundred cyclists, and they were quite generous in letting me take part, because a lot of cycle events won't let me take part because obviously it's not a bike. But they let me take part, and you know, it was quite astonishing to see the faces, you know, people looking at the bike and going, you're not going to do 50k on that. It's like, well, these days it's a walk in the park, you know, I've been from Wild Atlantic Way and
I'm sure you get some curious looks when you're going by, especially when you use it for commuting.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. You know, I mean, when I was on the Wild Atlantic Way, I think, you know, of course, the car crashes with people sort of staring at me.
especially if you get sort of children looking at you, maybe around 8, 10 or older, even going, that's what I want for Christmas, Mom.
Yeah, exactly. I scoot along Bray Seafront, you know, and you see the kids there on the scooters, and they're like, yeah, look at that, wow, you know, I want one of those.
Okay.
Yeah.
And remind me how you first got interested in it and where your woofer came from.
Well, I got interested in this through Kirsty Alsop, but she doesn't know it. I was going to walk the Wild Atlantic Way and sat down one day at a friend's, and we've got location on TV, and in the opening titles there was Kirsty on this big scooter. I thought, well, there's an idea for doing the Wild Atlantic Way, something a bit different. And then doing the research, and then came across this company in Europe that was making oversized scooters, bigger than what Kirsty was riding, and that's what sparked my interest. And then from there, it was like, oh, you know, we've got this racing scooter, and I'm like, racing scooter? Then you do the research into that and find out, you know, this is the World Championship. So and that's where it's all spun from there. But it has, as I've sort of, I met with the guy who actually sold me my banking space in yeah. the Netherlands.
So you're hooked.
Absolutely.
Dwayne, you're hooked now anyway. And I suppose, like, as you're going along, since you've used it, you've been modifying it, as you said, and you'll probably modify a little bit more as well to sort of get it to your own spec.
Yeah, the back end's going to be modified now, so it will play this 27-inch wheel. But I've also modified myself as well in that I'm now losing a hell of a lot of weight through it. In terms of difference in fitness levels compared to a bike, with the foot bike, you've got everything moving. Your shoulders are moving, your back, your hips, your knees, you know, everything's in play. So it's strengthened the whole body, whereas I used to run half marathon years ago. And the damage that did to me was incredible, whereas the foot bike, there's no impact with it. But you've still got everything in motion, so my fitness levels have improved no end. And this is what I was saying to the guy who actually sold me the bike out in the Netherlands, 18 months ago now. I actually said to him, you've actually changed my life, because I sit behind the desk all day.
So it's like an exercise bike that actually is in motion.
Absolutely. So, you know, the whole body shape's changed because of that bike. And you know, my fitness levels have gone up considerably. Stamina's there. You know, it has changed my life.
Okay, well, you've got a year and a half to train for the World Championships in Estonia. So well, you can have the mic now, and if you have any requests for people for, as I say, to help you out in any way, and let them know about you, what should they do? Like, the mic is yours now for a minute or so.
Well, basically on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook is the Irish Wolfer, so if anybody wants to sort of try and find me on there. I'm certainly looking for sponsorship in sort of sports companies or nutrition companies. If they want to follow me and we can set something up, that'd be wonderful to help, you know, get some help towards these championships. It isn't exactly cheap. They need modifying the bike as well, the cost of doing that.
Okay.
But yes, so that's what I'm trying to seek now, yeah.
Okay, so you're looking for a sponsorship as well. But, James, you're doing very, very well, I have to say, Dwayne. There's no doubt about that. But is it? Do you think that, I don't know if there's a big association. Obviously there is, I shouldn't say that. There is an association, so they select the countries and all like that. Do you think you can see it coming to Ireland or any time?
I don't know. It's one of those things, people are curious about it. It's trying to get across the health benefits. If people understood the health benefits from riding a foot bike, then maybe it could take off. But again, one of the problems I found over here is training, because there's a lot of hills. Obviously, it's never going to be as fast as Mike. You just haven't got the gearing for it. I mean, in terms of speed, I can get up to probably about 30 kilometres an hour on the flat.
Wow, it's pretty good. I'm just wondering whether...
Over a short burst, but yeah, in terms of fitness, it would be interesting if we could get some sort of association going over here.
Yeah, I was just wondering as well, like, would maybe the sports minister have to put in a request? Listen, we'd like you to hold that here as well, because in all sports now, Ireland is doing terrific in everything that we seem to do and turn a hand to. And a lot of them, until they really sort of start getting gold medals and all, they sort of lay hidden in the background. And so maybe...
One of the ideas I had, and is whether I've been trying to find people who can help me with it, is to run a sort of tour the southeast of Ireland, because that part of the country doesn't seem to get any sort of tourism. And I was thinking, well, if we have a foot bike championship down there, you know, you would get a bit of an interest going on, and you get some tourism down into the southeast, which, you know, people are always complaining about, you know, the Wild Atlantic Way gets it's advertising, and the island's ancient east and the Midlands, but the southeast doesn't seem to gain any attraction. Whereas if you have some sort of quirky little event like a foot bike championships round that bottom end, who knows, you know, get people over and spark a tourist interest down there.
Okay, well, over the next, about 16 months or so, maybe get a proper sponsorship, give yourself a little more time, and you can be the advocate for all that happening and get it here maybe in 2022.
That'd be interesting, wouldn't it?
It'd be great, absolutely great. Okay, listen, we've had the Popemobile, so no, why not the Wolfer?
Absolutely.
It's been a great pleasure. Anything else you want to impart on us, Dwayne?
Not really. I mean, that's what I've been up to so far. I've got, obviously, the Camino next year on the Wolfer, and I'm just trying to find other mad adventures to take part in. I do have one crazy one, but whether I'll ever be able to pull it off. It's a good to do some sort of extreme foot biking up in sort of, I don't know, the Arctic Circle or something like that, and do some sort of serious distance. But that would require some serious sponsorship, and I know the biker could do it on, but yes.
Turn it into a sleigh. You could turn the Ultra into a sort of a sleigh, but you know the.
Well, they do actually do a sort of sleigh version, but yeah, the one I would use is one called a Fat Max, which has a huge tire on the front. I mean, you know, it is designed for going through the snow. Maybe one day.
Well, listen, congratulations on your success anyway in the World Championship, and you'll get better as you go along 2020. Anyway, I'll talk to you before that in the preparations and see how you're getting on, and put another plea out for some more sponsorship. How will people, again, get in touch with you if they want to sponsor?
Yeah, if you find me on Twitter, Instagram or Facebook as Irish Wolfer, contact through there, or even Gmail as Irish Wolfer.
Okay. Thank you very much, Dwayne. Again, always a great pleasure talking to you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thanks for your time. Cheers. See ya.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. And that's Dwayne Phillips. And, did very, very well at the World Championships this year, and going in for them in Estonia in 2020. Need some sponsorship there, so you can look him up there. Look up Irish Wolfer on all the different things on the internet there, and you'll get a look at the bike.